Hey, Dante. I want to ask you about Malcolm Butler and just when he matches up against Antonio Brown, which we've seen a couple times now, what you notice as a teammate in terms of a competitive guy, maybe even raising it to a higher level against another very competitive guy.
I'm not going to speak for Malcolm, but, like what you said, Malcolm's a great competitor. He takes this as obviously a big challenge. We obviously know what Antonio Brown is, and he's probably arguably the best wide receiver in the league. So we know what kind of threat he poses. And Malcolm, I feel like we're expecting Malcolm to take advantage of that. And I know he's ready to rise up to that challenge. And just like any other week, he's going to come in and work hard. I mean, that's just the kind of person that he is.
That's you're right. What's it like watching film of Le'Veon Bell, and what's the challenge you guys have in trying to slow him down?
Oh, he's a great back. I think that we're all aware of that. His running style is very unique. It's definitely hard to duplicate something like that at practice, and then that's just something that we've seen already. But just something that film is definitely gonna be the go-to that's gonna help us. He does a good job of obviously patience and. Waiting for his lineman to get up on the second level. We're just going to have to, do a good job of getting off blocks and getting to the ball. That goes for him as well as anybody else on that offense. They do a good job of, getting guys in space, and the more guys we can get to the ball, the better.
Dante, what do you do to limit Ben's ability to extend plays in and out of the pocket?
Just trying to keep pressure on him. And, just not let him get out of pocket. Sometimes – No, he's not a Russell Wilson or a Tyrod Taylor, a guy that'll, purposely run out of the pocket to extend plays. But, sometimes it's, him having two guys just hanging on to his arm and him getting rid of the ball. And, those are going to be plays where, obviously it's easier said than done. But, wrapping him up and holding on to his arms and, not being able to get rid of it. But, obviously he shows a threat, and we're going to have to do a good job up front with, just pass rush and getting after him.
Dante, as much as people use the word patience with Le'Veon, I'm curious to get your perspective on what discipline means playing defense against him. I'm sure you've heard that from Bill all week long and will be. What does playing disciplined defense mean?
Basically doing your job. Patience is something that he does, and discipline is something that'll definitely counteract that. And, a lot of times it's guys who may have, an A gap, and they're looking in the B gap, and they're shedding, trying to get off. But because of his patience, not having good enough discipline, we're getting off and causing, those areas that he's looking for. And he has such great quickness and burst that he's able to hit that hole. And before you know it, it's 6-7 yards, and then he's pulling the pile for another 3 yards. So those 2-yard runs, 3-yard runs turn into 11 and 13-yard runs real quick.
I know there's so many meaningless statistics out there, but I'm curious if, as a defense, you all take more pride in the fact that you are the number one scoring defense. Is that something that is meaningful to defensive players?
It is, but at the end of the day, I think we all here, we all know what our job is, and that's to stop the other team from scoring. So, if we can, anytime we can limit that to 0 or, 10, 13 realistically, those are numbers that we want to do. We want to make it hard for offenses to hard for them to score. The part of defense is to obviously keep the other team from scoring and allowing getting the ball back to our offense, allowing our offense to score. So, that being said, the job of a defense is to keep the other team from scoring. So, we do take pride in that, and it's something that we want to continue to build on.
Dante, you've been fortunate enough to play in this game a lot, I think, since you've been in the league.
Yes.
So in preparing for this particular game, what's the key this week for you and your teammates?
Just preparation and execution. I think it always comes down to those things. I mean, it's still football, and not just to necessarily lose the hype and expectations in the game surrounding it. At the end of the day, we still gotta put on our helmets and shoulder pads and go out and execute a game plan. So, that's going to be the key to it, just like any other week.
Dante, could you talk about the run support from the secondary this year, what it's meant to the defense against the run?
I think that's been a big deal. And without trying to tap into that too much, I think we've done a good job all around, playing up front with the front seven, and then having Chung and Logan Ryan, Malcolm Butler, Ero, all those guys being able to come in maybe when certain teams are trying to make those guys make tackles. And, you know, those guys did a real good job with doing that, especially against bigger backs like the Cardinals and the going blank right now. But in particular, I remember the Cardinals doing that, making our corners and secondary guys, trying to make more tackles. And, you know, those guys stood up to it. And, you know, we take pride in tackling as a defense. You know, we do that every day, and, you know, we're going to continue to build on that. And that's one of our big things on defense is tackling, being a good tackling defense.
Dante, how does the speed of the Steelers across the board, not just Bell and Brown, but the speed of all their skilled players compare with other offenses that you've gone against around the league?
Oh, they're fast. And there's not another word I can use to describe that. You know, they attack you vertically and sideways. But, you know, I think the biggest part about that is they do a good job of putting their players in space. You know, I said that earlier, and they can do that vertically just as well as, you know, sending Antonio Brown down the seam or James down the seam from the tight end position. They just really do a great job of just getting all their players out in space with good speed.
What's your final question?
Dante, you've been in this game a lot. Obviously, a lot of distractions, extra media, all different going on. How does Bill keep you guys focused, especially at a level like this?
Consistency. I think this has been kind of the same thing that he's kind of preached all throughout the year. And, you know, it's one game at a time. You know, not looking over or past anything else. You know, not feeling the hype, not worrying about things that we can't control. And, you know, we know that, you know, most of those things that we can't control is inside this building. And I think everybody does a great job of taking advantage of that, whether it's being in, coming early, or asking questions, or doing whatever it may be. But, I mean, we all know that this is a one-game season, and we're going to do our best. And, you know, we don't want to go out after the game and, you know, wish we could have watched a little bit more film, or done a few things a little bit different. So I think everybody has the right attitude, and we're attacking this thing the right way.
Now they're back here. Back to defending Bell for a second. A lot of teams say you got to get in the backfield, make him move rather than he decide when he wants to move. But it's a lot easier to say that than to do that. And Bill was up here a couple of minutes ago, said that it's tough to get penetration against them. Is that because their offensive line is really good, but is it also a scheme thing that they do that stops you from getting that penetration?
I think Bill probably would answer that a lot better than I could. But, no, I definitely, you know, just saying penetration through that offensive line is a lot harder said than done. I mean, they're pretty massive, and they've actually gelled together pretty well these past couple of weeks. You know, and that's also been a big reason why Ben hasn't, you know, gotten as many sacks and is able to make the play last a little bit longer, because he's had really good protection. So, you know, we're just gonna have to do a really good job up front and play technically sound and just do a good job of executing.